Questions only. Today, for my guests, oh, by the way, I'm Shekinah Fox. I have Lemuel Clark. He is a drummer. He was born in Kansas in 81 and grew up in good old New Orleans, Louisiana. He's been a drummer since, I guess I could say, he's done it all. He's worked with Sophia Mojo. I'm jacking that name up. Sorry. Jimmy Cravity and so many more people. And I'm just so excited to have you, Mr. Clark, on today. How's it going?
It's going good. It's going good. Thanks for having me on.
Problem. Let's just get down to the nitty gritty. You've created quite some popularity around yourself that you've consistently stayed working. And I know for a musician, that can be hard because it's so much talent out there. Mm-hmm. So how did you actually gain recognition?
How did I actually gain recognition? That is a good question. I have always prided myself in being not just a good musician, but a good person. When you enter in some of these situations where you're meeting new musicians, new people, especially new environments, when I moved to LA and different things like that, you meet new people. The first thing that they meet is you a lot of the time. Sometimes they might just hear you play, but when you're just being introduced, you know, through somebody else, I try to leave a lasting impression, even with my personality. And then if my drumming is good, then of course that's Lanyap, you know. So just being that person that people like to be around. And when I got my first gig in LA, it was based, true story, off of my personality. And the guy had never heard me play. He liked my personality and believed, because of who I was with, that I was a good drummer, you know, because I was hanging with a good bass player. And he hired me off of that. And of course, when I played drums for him, it was a plus that I can actually play. And I held that gig down for quite some time. So if you can leave a lasting impression and be a good musician, that I think that'll keep you in your name in the mouth of a lot of people in your surroundings. And it'll be a pleasure to work with you. I think that's real. That's key. And creating that, you know, if you would, popularity amongst your peers.
Mm-hmm. Developing relationships, basically.
Absolutely.
With people.
That is the key.
Now, I know that you basically got your start in church, like at so many, you know, talented people out there. For today, you know, today's time, where you're at right now with your gift. What do you gravitate towards more as a drummer when it comes to not only working with other artists, but genres of music?
What do I gravitate toward? I just try to gravitate toward whatever inspires me. If it's a pop group or a gospel group, and gospel music is so versatile. You have to be so versatile to even play gospel music, because it's not just churchy. You have gospel pop, you have gospel rap, you have gospel jazz, you have all of these genres mixed into one genre, if you would. And I just try to gravitate toward it all to inspire me. Living in California, it's very multicultural. I play with one band, and I'm the only African American in that band. I have Indians, I have Caucasian, I have Asians. And being around them inspires me in so many. I get to learn about their music and their cultures and stuff like that. And that inspires me. So that's what I gravitate toward. Whatever inspires me, whether it's a rap group or a R&B group, or drummers that play rap, drummers that play R&B. And it's, I mean, everybody is. It's so much. You get on YouTube, it's so much to inspire you these days. These kids have stuff that we didn't have growing up, so I'm taking advantage of it too. I'm on YouTube, I'm on, social sites looking at people that, just inspire me to be even greater. And so those are the things that I gravitate toward. Like I said, just anything that inspires me, whatever that may be.
Cool. That's pretty good that to know what inspires you. Sometimes it's like, oh, okay. We get inspired, but we just sit on it. We,
Right.
so you moved to LA. Now I know LA is totally different from New Orleans,
Absolutely.
different from Louisiana, period.
Right.
Like what made you like you hear a lot of people like, oh, I want to do this, so I'm going to break out and I'm going to go to this city because this is where it's at. Were you not afraid, like, just to go to LA, just say, hey, I'm going to pick up and just go? Was there any of a, were you afraid? Was it fear? Obviously, fear didn't
Oh,
stop you.
no, it didn't. That was a lot of uncertainty because, like me, I'm a Christian guy, and I felt led by God to move here. It wasn't something that I particularly cared to do. I was very settled where I was. I had a good job playing drums, music full time, was doing good in New Orleans, and there was another level that God had for me. And I couldn't shake it. The voice of God inside just kept saying, go to LA, go to LA, go to LA. And for a year, I didn't do it. I waited a whole year to do it and finally did it. There was a lot of uncertainty. I didn't really know anybody here at all. The musician community, I didn't know really anybody. And so there was a lot of uncertainty. I would say more uncertainty than fear. Like,
Okay.
because I wasn't afraid, because I was always pretty confident in my gift, not arrogant at by no means, but pretty confident that I can go somewhere, and even if it's not, on somebody's big stage, I knew I can find work as a drummer. Whether it was just gigging around town, whether it was touring, or whatever it might have been, I knew I can find work as a drummer. So that confidence in my ability to find work was there. But how that was going to happen and who it was going to come through and things like that, I was very uncertain about. I had no idea of how this was going to play out. And I'll just say
It played out well.
it played out well. Yeah, thank God it did, So yeah, that was, like I said, more uncertainty than fear. It came to moving here to LA.
You just did it. And a lot of people, don't do it. It's like, even though there may be uncertainty and fear mixed in with it, fear for one, it can handicap you. It can stop you in your
Absolutely.
tracks, and it's just like, no, I'm going to stay with what's safe.
Right.
When you were moving, whatever you may do, the decisions that you may make, do you share with people? You understand?
Yeah, I do. And I love sharing the story because sometimes your own story can inspire you. Because
Right.
sometimes we get so caught up because we're in it. We're living it. And sometimes you have to remind yourself of where you came from and what it took to get there. And that can inspire you to revisit those emotions or those, that feeling that you had inside to thrive and to, propel forward. Sometimes you need to be reminded of that yourself, and your own story through telling it to somebody else can say, hey, maybe I've slacked off a little bit. Maybe I need to revisit that hunger that I had, that got me to where I am, and so I love sharing the story, and I love sharing the story, especially to inspire others. I had a friend in town last night that's thinking about moving to LA, good, great drummer from back home. And he had a gig out here last night, and he came out and he smashed it. We walking out, and guys were just telling him how good he was, and like, man, they wanting to hire him for gigs and stuff like that. And I'm like, man, you got to be here, And so he's
Right.
thinking about it, He's thinking about it. And so sharing my story, of course, with him is inspiring to him or whoever I may share it with. You know, I love sharing because a lot of people have questions to say, you know, man, how did you come to LA? And you've been on a couple, you know, just in from last November till this November that just passed, I did 3 tours in the course of a year. And that was
you broke up. You broke up. I really want to hear what you I think I lost you at when you said LA, I think you said.
Yeah. I was just telling him, man, you have to be here. You know, what these guys are telling you, hey, man, we want you, you know, can we get your number? Can we, you know, stuff like that. And I was telling him, man, it's out here for you, but you have to be here to get it, you know. So that was just some of the things I was sharing with him. And just being able to share my story with him and say, hey, man, if it happened for me or if I was able to do it, you're just as talented. You're just as great. It could happen for you too.
Okay. I have so many more questions, but I'm trying to keep it down. Why drums? Like, you know, when you think of things, it's kind of like you don't see too many people going like, hey, I want to be a drummer and I'm going to be extremely successful as a drummer. You never really hear about, well, I never really hear about, you know, the success stories of someone who's a drummer, you know?
Right. From the time I was a kid, it was just a born passion. And I believe God put that desire in me, knowing that, you know, I would love it. And I would, as far as he would allow me to go with it, I would go. And I tell this to people all the time, I never intended to be a drummer for a living. I never intended for that to happen. All I had was a genuine love for what I was doing. And I did it from a place of sincerity. I did it from out of my heart. And the more the opportunities came, the more I took them. But I went to college just like everybody else and studied business, because you're not taught growing up, not at least where I'm from, maybe out here in California because it's an entertainment city, but you're not taught where I'm from in the South, New Orleans, Louisiana. I would say it's not commonly taught that you can be a drummer for a living. Mm-hmm. And, or like I said, not in the environment that I grew up in. You went to school, you found a job, you know, and you made a living, and that's how you did it. But the more the opportunities came, even while I was in college, opportunities kept coming until I figured, I'm making money doing this. I love this. This is what I want to do. I'm going after it. And it was a road traveled, I would say. It was not an easy road traveled, you know, but I stuck with it. And by the time I was 21, there it was. I was able to walk away and from day jobs and stuff like that, and was able to make enough money playing drums and do it for a living. And it's been very rewarding. A lot of great experiences, travel, you know, those kind of things, people that you meet. It's just been a rewarding experience. And so, but to answer your question, it's always just been a passion of mine. I can't just say a hobby or something like that, because it exceeds that. I can have the worst day in the world until I sit behind a drum set, and it's just like my refuge, my safe place, my happy place, if you would. And it's therapy. You know, it's therapeutic. It's so much that I can say about, you know, my love for playing drums, and it continues to grow. I'm 36 now, and it hasn't dwindled not one bit since I was a kid. It actually keeps growing, you know. So yeah. Okay. That's why drums.
That's awesome. Because you know,
yeah.
We all have a certain something within us, something that we like, and we don't nurture it all the time, because we always looking out what he say, she say, you know. Exactly. A lot of times those he say, she say people are the ones who are closest to you and who love you.
Yep.
You know, they don't know any better, because they don't know what's for you. You know,
Right.
no one's a psychic. You know, no one's in your body or feeling the way you feel. You know what you love and what you like and what's going on. You just gotta be in tune with it, I guess, you know. But your
Yeah, that's
parents,
true. That's true.
nurtured it though.
Yeah, my mom kept me with the drum set from the time I was four. She noticed the interest when I was three. And I remember getting this blue drum set called a Diamond Rock. And
And you said you broke up for a moment. You said your mom kept you with a drum set from the time you were what?
age of four, the age from the age of four. And
Mm. Now, who would do that? I saw drums the other day, and I was like, oh no, I am not buying my child drum set. No, your parents were brave. Like, this was meant for you. You know what I'm saying? This was meant for you. Who would do that?
My mother kept me with one from I had a drum set called the Diamond Rock when I was 4 years old. It was blue and sparkles in it. And me and my brother, we tore that drum set up. I mean, we took, in New Orleans, marching band is a big thing.
Yeah, it
So
is.
we broke them apart and strapped them to ourselves and walked outside like we were in a parade. And I mean, we drew, it didn't have the black dot in the middle of the head. So we took a black magic marker or Sharpie or whatever you want to say. I think back then it was black magic marker. And so we drew a circle in the middle and like what we saw in the marching bands,
Right.
and so then I know she bought me another real drum set. That one came from J.C. Penney, but then she bought me one from a music store. And then from there, I think while I was in middle school, she bought another one. And then I kept that one all the way through high school. And then my senior year, when I graduated, as a gift, she bought me a really good kit. And I kept that one until Katrina. And now, of course, I'm able to buy my own drums. She never bought any more after
But that
that.
was
That's
good.
me.
She nurtured it. And I
Yeah.
think everybody, anyone, if you ask anyone from New Orleans, have they ever played parade as a child? Everyone,
Oh,
I'm pretty sure, played
everybody.
parade. I was a drum
Everybody.
major. I was a majorette. Right. Everyone's played parade as a child. So this has been awesome. This has been a great interview. Just let everyone know. I know you have a website coming out this Wednesday. Let everyone know where they can find you, where you'll be playing next, who you'll be playing with, in any social sites where we can hit you up.
Okay, I'm on all of the social sites pretty much. The more popular ones, I guess. Facebook, Lemuel Clark, Lemuel, my first name, Clark, Clark. It's Facebook. Instagram, the same thing, all one word, Lemuel Clark. I'm on Twitter, of course, same thing, Lemuel Clark. And I have a uncommon name, so it's pretty easy for that to be my name for every situation. And you can follow me on YouTube. You can find me on YouTube. Same thing. Just type in my name, Lemuel Clark. You'll find all of my videos that I've posted, whether it was, different conferences I've played, TV shows that I've played, personal videos as well. I have a video coming out this Wednesday, this upcoming Wednesday, with a band called Noop. And it's some friends of mine here in LA, Los Angeles, that we got tired of playing, excuse me, got tired of playing cover music and everybody else's music. So we said, man, we have enough talent to create and, to do our own thing and express our own selves and, what's inside of us. So we started this band and it's called Noop, Noop. Follow us. We have a Facebook page and we're trying to get the followers up and try to spread the word. And our very first video comes out this Wednesday,
This is
and
December,
follow the
by the way.
page. This is December. Okay, all right. So follow it when this interview comes out. Noop. Noop. It's called Noop, and it's fusion music, jazz fusion, and it's just us expressing ourselves. I have a website coming out. It'll be lemuelclark.com. Follow that. And where I'll be playing January, I'll be in Baltimore January 5th. I'll be in Baltimore. I'm playing a conference. I still don't know the name of the conference, but I'll be playing with Jimmy Cravity, which is the major artist, the main artist that I play with. and Jimmy Cravity, he signed to Capitol Records, great brother from Atlanta. And I'll be playing with him in Baltimore. Here in LA, we host a jam session every month. And you can follow our band at Groove Martini, Groove Martini. We host a jam session here in LA at the Resident Downtown LA every month. And if you follow the Facebook page or the website is the same, groovemartini.com. If you go to any one of those, you'll see where we post
Session
the
every
date.
month in
A
LA,
jam session every month.
and
Yes,
if you follow the what?
the website or the Facebook page. You can find groovemartini.com is the website, and the Facebook page is just Groove Martini. You can go on there, and we post every month what day of the month it's going to be. So if you follow along, you'll see that. And if you play an instrument, or you sing, or you rap, or even if you dance, we've been having some dancers that's been coming through lately. If you do any of those things, and you're just looking to have your talent noticed or recognized by the state, or I mean by the city or whatever, that's what I did when I first moved to LA. I went to the jam sessions to play to be recognized. So if you're new to the city, or even if you just want to, if you've been here, and you just want to come and jam out and hang out with some cool musicians and get acclimated into a community of musicians, it's perfect for it. That's, like I said, that's how I got my start. So we host one every month. Groove Martini, follow that page, follow that website, and you'll be able to see when we host that jam session. And that's who I play with a lot in the city. And
Okay.
the rest of the stuff that I do, it's pretty much private stuff, a lot of private parties with another gentleman, David Sparkman, that I play with, and Jeanette Harris. She's a saxophonist that I play with. She's awesome, Berkeley graduate, just an awesome musician. And she's every now and then I'm her Southern California drummer. So whenever she comes to Southern California, I'm gigging with her. So I post those events too. If you follow me, you'll see all of this. Follow me at any of those social sites, and you'll see all of these upcoming events that I have going on.
Okay, awesome. Once again, thank you so much, Lemuel Clark.
You for
And
having
that
me
was it.
on the box.
Oh, thank no problem. And that was it for your show, everyone. Five questions only. Join us again. I'm your host, Fox, and this has been Five Questions Only. Thank you.